Those who weren't at my talk on Friday night down at Nolamara, I told a story of how far our teachings are spreading in the world because it was one of our members. A young man, even though he's a Buddhist, his younger brother is a Catholic. And we're very happy to support one another. And his younger brother was being confirmed in the church. And he asked his older brother, "Can you be my supporter?" And of course he said, "Even though I'm a Buddhist, I don't mind going to the church and supporting you." So he went to the church for his brother's confirmation. But the priest told him, "Well, if you're going to be part of this ceremony, you have to go to confession first of all." He didn't mind that. But when he went into the booth for the confession, he saw the priest was sitting down there reading a book. And when he looked at the book, it was written by Ajahn Brahm. It's my book, Open the Door of the Heart. So you see that all of the teachings, all the kindness, it goes to everywhere. Certainly throughout Perth and throughout many different places. So we try our best to serve and help as much as we can. And this is your opportunity to try and help and serve back. We have the offering of robes, which is traditional at this time. Even though we can only wear one robe at a time, it is traditional to offer a robe at the Katina time. And especially later on, there will be special robes. And every year, we have a robe which was sent over from the King of Thailand. The King of Thailand also recognizes this as an important monastery, which does a lot of work, and he also wants to support by sending a robe over for the community of monks here. So that's coming after the morning ceremony is completed. So as the last people come in to get the places in the hall, and I'm sure those of you who come every year notice how wonderful it is to get a place where you can sit comfortably. Because last year we were all squashed into that room. And some people were afraid when people are sitting so close together, perhaps they might get swine flu, bird flu, or also other flus. But you don't have to worry, because I know no person who comes to this temple who gets swine flu. I think it must be the power of the chanting, or it might be what's in this bowl here, the holy water, which was I'll sprinkle afterwards after the chanting, and I'm sure that's got antivirus. It protects you from all sorts of diseases. So that's coming afterwards. So a little bit of Buddhist ceremony as well. And of course the Buddhist ceremony, even though it is important, we try and keep it light, because I always think the religion shouldn't be too dull and too serious. There is a serious part to Buddhism, as many of you will know. And we often we express that serious part when we do the various functions, such as the funeral services, counselling people when they have traumas or difficulties in life, and all these other things which we do for the community. There's a serious side, but this is not the serious side. This is a celebration. It's a celebration of the passing of another year at our monastery, another rains retreat period. And this is the 26th rains retreat we've completed at Bodhinyana Monastery. We've been there for 26 years now. And some of you were there from the very beginning, which shows you how old you now are. But you don't have to worry about being old in Buddhism. One of the strange things which I found when I first went to Asia, to Thailand, to be a monk, when you ask elderly people how old they were, they would actually add a few years onto their age. Because the more old you were, the more respect you get. So a person may only be about 50 and they would say they were 60. In Australia, it's the other way around. But at least here, you can be quite happy just to be your age. And we get respect, especially for seniority. And it's nice to be able to have a facility here where we can look after everybody. So, it's coming time now that the last people who are going to come in are coming in, so we can actually start the ceremony. Now, I think, is Pony still outside? Maybe she's outside. She's going to come in to light the candles and incense? Is she coming in?
No.
Okay, maybe Sompong then. Because you're offering one of the kitinas, would you like to light the candles and incense to start the ceremony? So we're just going to start the ceremony by lighting the candles and the incense. And for those of you who don't know the symbolism, the candles are always a symbolism for wisdom, just as the light from a candle or from an oil lamp, or these days electric lamps, they show the way in the darkness, in the same way that lighting the candle is always a symbol of wisdom. And interestingly, the incense was always a symbol of purity, because the Buddha compared the purity of a human being is like the fragrance of incense, but it goes in all directions. So when we have a person who is ethical, moral, someone we can trust, their reputation goes in all directions. And so we light these three incense sticks as a symbol of purity. Okay? I think more people can come in. When we actually do the offering ceremony, we like to keep the center area free. But for now, you can actually move. Come a bit closer. You can come right up to the line, the front line. Come a bit closer on this side too. Try, because there's more people coming in. That's very good. This is a bamboo floor, but it still needs a bit more polishing. So please, move forward, move back, move forward, move back. And that way we could have a very shiny floor. For those of you who haven't got cushions, some of you don't need cushions because you've already got natural upholstery on your backside. Okay. Here we go. Okay, now we will begin by paying homage to the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha. For those people who know the chant, Arahang Samma Sambuddho. Okay, Appy.
Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi.
And bow.
Suvakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami.
Very good. Now the next part of the ceremony, you can sit down comfortably. We'd be giving the three refuges and the five Buddhist precepts, where we determine not to deliberately kill any living being. For those of you who like to go fishing, you can still go fishing and keep the five precepts. But all you need to do is to make sure you don't put a hook on the end of the line. And in fact, it's far more peaceful when you put that fishing line in the river and there's no one who disturbs you by tugging the line. It's far more peaceful. So please, we keep the first precept of not destroying life, not killing any living being. For those of you who do not know the Buddhist culture, sometimes people get very tricky. This is especially for the councils. When I first went to Thailand, I was surprised at how many Thai people caught fish. And I say, you're breaking your Buddhist precepts. And they say, no, we're not. We just take the fish out of the water and they die by themselves.
So no, that's cheating. So please be kind to all the animals. And number two, the second precept, is not to take what's not given, not to steal. Because our job is actually to give and to share, not to take. And the spiritual life in all religions is not what we can get out of life, but how much we can give to life. Just like our local councils over there, they give much of their time and energy to looking after the local community. And they don't get hardly, I don't think you take any salary at all. Even the president, or just maybe expenses, but nothing else. They work selflessly, just as the monks here just work, expecting nothing back in return. So our job in spiritual life is just to share, to give out of love, rather than always thinking what we can get out of life. And when we share, when we give, it's amazing. I remember that telling kids that when it's somebody's birthday in Buddhism, you don't expect presents. If it's your birthday, you give presents. It's a strange thing for people to understand. In your birthday, you give presents to your friends or to your charity or do something good. And when I asked a young kid, they said, "That's unfair." And then I said, "Look, if you expect presents on your birthday, only one day a year you get presents. And if all your friends give you presents on their birthdays, you get presents many times of the year." And the kids said, "Yeah, I want to be a Buddhist." So giving, you get more. And the next precept is not to commit adultery. And of course, you all know just how much pain and suffering you get when you can't trust your partner. And for those who don't know Buddhism, there's nothing wrong with gay sex or whatever, gays, straights, was it heterosexuals, homosexuals, they're all accepted. But if you have a partner of whatever gender, make sure you keep with them and you don't sort of start playing around outside. Because that causes too much pain because of can't trust the person you've committed to. And that's our third precept. And the fourth precept is not to lie, always to tell the truth. And if they ask you a difficult question, and you don't want to ask, and you don't have to lie, you just say, "I'll get back to you later on that one." But at least don't lie and deceive people. And the last one is not to take alcohol or non-medicinal drugs, because that causes so much difficulty in life. And you don't have to take alcohol, even in parties. Many of the Buddhists who hear me talk have heard me say this, but I gave up alcohol when I was a student at university. And that was such a sacrifice. I love going to parties. I like having girlfriends. But I thought, if I give up drinking beer and alcohol, I won't get invited to any more parties. That's what I thought. But the truth was opposite. Once my friends knew I'd given up drinking alcohol, I got invited to even more parties. You know why? Because they wanted someone sober to drive them home afterwards, and that was me. There are many advantages. So you don't have to take alcohol to be happy. And as many of you know, you can actually have more fun. You're more alive, you're more aware when you don't have to take that alcohol. And it means that as a Buddhist, whenever you get caught by the police, you're never afraid. You can always say, you can blow as much as you like into that tube, and it always gives a zero reading. Isn't that wonderful? Okay, I think that's the sign we should start some chanting soon. So the next part, we've got to do the precepts. So we give the five precepts first of all. Now who's going to ask for the five precepts? And we can all do it together, probably be the best one. Oh, Dumlong, he's the expert. So Dumlong, who stays here on the weekend, would you like to ask for the three refuges and the five precepts on behalf of all the community? Everyone can join in.
Yang di mayang hande, di sarane nasaha, panjang.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Ti saraṇa gamanaṃ nititāṃ. Pāṇātipātā vairamaṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Adinādāna vairamaṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Kāmesumicchācara vairamaṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Musāvādā vairamaṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Sura mevaya maja pamadatāna vairamaṇī sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. Imani panchasikkhāpadānī sīlena sukhatiṃ yanti sīlena bhogasampadā sīlena nipputiṃ yanti tasmā sīlaṃ visoddhaye.
Very good. For those people coming in, there is still some more chairs in the room to my left over here. And I'm sure you can actually just squeeze up a little bit so more people can also sit in here. But try and keep the entrance way free so that more people can sit in. So keep the entrances free. Because remember, our counselors are here, and if we break the fire regulations, we'll be in big trouble. So please squash up and come over this side so more people can come in. Because the next part of the ceremony is the auspicious chanting. The powerful chanting, which can do all sorts of wonderful things. And one of the stories about the power of the auspicious chanting, talking about fire regulations, because in this part of the hills we have to be very careful about bushfires, as you would expect. However, some years ago, apparently this was on a TV show. There's a TV show, but I don't watch TV. That's why my mind is so peaceful. But there was some TV show called The Unexplained. These were stories of the supernatural. Things which could not be explained by science.
things which were on the edge and sometimes beyond reason. And in this particular show, someone described it to me. It was during the great bushfires in California a few years ago. And these bushfires devastated whole communities. And the camera panned across a hillside where it saw all the trees had been blackened. There were no green leaves left. It was like a cemetery or a battlefield. And when they came to what was once a house, there was just the white ashes as house after house had been reduced to dust by the fierce fire. But as they panned the hillside, they came to one house which hadn't been destroyed. There was not even any soot marks on that house. It was just as it had been before, perfect and undamaged. And as they carried on the other side of that house, the other houses were destroyed as well. To the left, to the right, above and below, all the other houses had gone. But this one had stood out. And the unexplained wanted to know why, when all the other buildings around it had been destroyed, why this house remained untouched. And they asked the owner, "Did you install sprinklers on the roof?" And he said, "No." "Did you put shutters on the windows?" He said, "No." "Did you have fire pumps?" "No." "Well, what did you do?" And he said, "You may notice I am a Vietnamese American. When I saved up enough money to buy this first house, I invited my brother, who's a Buddhist monk, to come and chant for me. And after the chanting, he said, 'Your house is now safe.' And I believed him. Don't even have insurance. And see, it's still here." Now, I tried to tell that story to the Shire fire officers, but they don't believe. So that's why we've got shutters and many other things. And I tried to tell it to the insurance company, and they still won't give us a reduction in the premium. But who knows, it may work. And for some of you who have known us for a long time, actually we did have a big bushfire through this area in 1991. And that's when we had our monastery over the road. Now we've been chanting there 91 for about, I think it was 8 years already. And I remember leaving that monastery during the fire, just after it hit, and thinking the whole monastery had been destroyed. Trees were exploding in flame. The fire was intense. That's why we had to evacuate. And when I saw the flames from down the bottom of the Southwest Highway on our hill, you thought nothing can survive in that inferno. But the following morning when we came up, it was all intact. And I remember going with the chief fire officer in Perth, who came to have a look and investigate afterwards. I took him around, and I remember to this day him looking around one of those buildings. He looked underneath it, around it, and then he turned to me and he said these words I will never forget. "Ajahn Brahm, this should not be here." But it was. You see the power of this chanting. So we're now going to do this chanting for you, so you too can be fireproof. But there's no guarantee, don't sort of sue me afterwards. So you can be peaceful and happy and well. Because it is ancient chanting, 2,500 years old, and it does have some power. So we now, where's Dham Mong gone? Do you like to ask for the chanting? You might as well. So he's going to now chant the chant. I'm going to ask him to ask for the chanting. So we're now going to begin the auspicious chanting. And I know that one of our counselors is standing for re-election, so this chanting, is this being fair? She says yes. So bring you good luck and good fortune, and everybody else too. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Dasana Mota Samagavato Arahato Sama Sambut Dasayo Chakuma Mohamala Pakato Samangwabuddho Sugato Vimuto Mama sapasa vinimo chayanto ape sikhe manjanatam vineyam buddham varantam sirasanamami lokasana tancha vinayakancha tante jasate jayasi Sabantaraya Shavina Samendu Dhammo Dajoyo Viyata Sasatu Dase Siloka Savisuddhi Magam Niyani Kodam Madara Sadali Satavaho Santigaro Suchino
Tejavasate Ivanti dira yataya mahiko idam pisange ratanam anita etena sasena suvati hotu
metancha sabalokasmi
manasam bhavayeha parimanam Siriyancha sambhata Kaveranasapata Kitancharamisinova Sayanova Yavata Savikatamido Ketansatim Aditeya Brahma Metam Viharangidamahuditim Chanupagam Vasilavata Sanena sampano kame suvineya gena nahi jatu kapaseya punareti ki
iti piso bhagava
arahan sama sambudho vija charana sampano sugato loka vidu anuttaro Sadhammasavati Sattva Deva Manusana Kudo Bhagavati Suvakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehi Pasiko Opanayiko Pachata Vedita Bhuvin Yuhiti Supatipano Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sahichipatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Yadidanchatari Purisayugani Yata Purisabhugala Esa Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ahuneyo Ahuneyo Dakineyo Anjali Karaniyo Anuttaram Punya Etang Lokasati
Natti me savanam anyam
Buddho me saranam varam Etena saccha vachena sotite Kottu sapada Natti me saranam anyam Dhammo me saranam varam Etena saccha vachena sotite Kottu sapada Nati me saranam anyam Sangho me saranam varam Etena saccha vachena sotite Kottu sapada
Very good. So that's a special chanting to keep you healthy, happy, fireproof, the long life to 200 years of age. 150, 120, 100, 99. In Thailand, 99 is a very good year. So maybe may you all live to 99 years of age. Okay, now we're going to be starting the alms round in a few minutes. Now this is the first time we've held our Katina ceremony here in Jhana Grove. So we're going to start the line from just in front of this hall. And there's a path which goes all the way around behind me, around to the top houses, and then down to the kitchen. A nice long line. So everybody can join in. So if you'd like to get your plate of rice, and don't all go by the kitchen. Because according to Buddhism, the further away you are from the kitchen, the more good karma you make. So the ones over here somewhere, or over there, you've got lots and lots of good karma. So don't just wait by the kitchen. And after that is finished at 12:15, quarter past 12, we'll start the ceremony
from the lions to do this procession of the Katina cloth, come to the front of this hall around three times and then in. So please prepare for the arms round. For those who want to offer cloths, you can please offer the cloths now.